So we're talking about viral mutations, which sounds a little bit scary. When we say a virus is mutating, what exactly does that mean?
So really, we're just referring to the natural process by which replication errors result in the generation of viruses that are genetically slightly different from the progenitors or the parent viruses. All biological organisms mutate every time that the genome is replicated. It's just sort of a natural process of biological life. Viruses do mutate more quickly than other organisms. It allows them for sort of amazing evolutionary potential. But I want to take away that fear that comes with when people see some headline talking about how a virus is mutating. I want people to understand we don't need to be scared about that. We understand that that's a process that happens. It doesn't mean that we don't need to pay attention to it, to track it, to watch what's happening, to see how it may impact our ability to diagnose or to treat these different viruses. So when you see a headline that says, Ebola virus is mutating, coronavirus is mutating, this is really not news. It would be news if it wasn't mutating.
Let's talk about this particular coronavirus. How has it been evolving over the last couple of months?
It's been evolving at about the rate that we expect. The estimates out there suggest that it's basically picking up two mutations or substitutions every month. It's the average speed, I guess, for a coronavirus, a little bit slow for other RNA viruses. So other RNA viruses like Ebola or influenza may be evolving at a slightly faster rate.
Do these mutations actually change the way the virus is behaving over time? Is it getting more dangerous or less dangerous?
I mean, that's a great question that we don't really know the answer to. I can tell you sort of theoretically, the majority of the mutations that are occurring are going to be detrimental to the virus. Most of the mutations are actually going to create a virus that's less fit. The majority of the remaining mutations are likely to be essentially neutral, have no benefit for the virus, but have no detriment for the virus. And then some small fraction of those mutations can potentially have a benefit for the virus, can lead the virus to be able to replicate more efficiently, be able to transmit more efficiently. So it can happen. Is it happening? How much is it happening? Is it making an impact on the actual outbreak? Those are sort of the million-dollar questions right now, because the only way that we really know if a given mutation has had some type of replication or transmission benefit for the virus is to conduct very careful experiments in a laboratory.
So what does this mean for developing a vaccine for the coronavirus disease? Is it harder to develop a vaccine when the disease is evolving this way?
So I think obviously the goal in developing a vaccine is to be able to give maybe a single dose of the vaccine and for it to provide lifelong or at least very long-term immunity. You can think of measles vaccination or chickenpox, something like that. If the virus is evolving very quickly, and particularly if the virus is able to evolve very quickly in the proteins that are recognized by the immune system, then it can be problematic. And so we see this with influenza. Influenza is changing every year, and that's why we have a new flu vaccine and people are getting vaccinated every single year. Doesn't mean our flu vaccine isn't effective, but the virus is changing, so we need to be constantly vaccinated against new strains.
Jason Ladner, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Thank you.